Hi, Lakeshore Immersion Family. Senora Holmes here along with...
Senorita Nazario.
Hola, Senorita Nazario. And also our special guest...
Hi, I'm Riley Jernigan.
Riley, tell the Lakeshore families a little about yourself. What brought you here today?
Well, so I'm in middle school, sixth grade, and I do not have school today. And instead of staying home in my pajamas, I decided that I really wanted to go help at mom's school because my mom is the principal.
That's right. So you're a little famous royalty here. We'll start with Ms. Nazario today. We appreciated your help. Thanks so much for coming. Tell a little bit about what you had Riley do today at school with your class.
Yeah.
And that way we can do a little bit of recruiting too. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I had Riley today do baggy books with my class. So essentially we have each student go home with their leveled book. And they go home every single day and they practice at home. And what I just have my volunteers do is kind of read the book at home, either because they didn't get a chance to do it at home or just even for the extra practice. So it was definitely nice to have Riley do that because sometimes it's really hard to multitask having the kids do their writing, but then I'm also trying to do raggy books. So it was definitely really nice to have her help and read today. And the kids loved it to have someone new come and volunteer for us.
Awesome. Yeah, we don't have octopus arms quite yet where we can do everything.
So
are there more volunteer opportunities that you would have available if people wanted to come in?
Yeah, definitely. And I'm very flexible. Usually I do it around 11 o'clock, but I have already one parent that comes around in the morning, at 9:20 while my kids are doing centers. Anytime, really. I'm really super flexible.
We love our first grade immersion families and students and then all the help we can get. So let's head back to Riley. Riley, can you tell about a few of the things that you did today? And I'll kind of ask you, you started off doing a little app called Sock Puppets, and there's some kinks to work out, but will you share what that Sock Puppet app is?
Oh, so the Sock Puppet app is basically there's just these weird, and I'm weird, so I totally get it. Sock puppets on the screen, and then you can tap the player and hit record, and then they can read a book or just say something, and then the sock puppet will actually move to respond to your voice. And you can change characters, and it was actually really fun. I did that first thing in the morning with Jackson and Emery.
They were
really good readers, actually.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Ms. Nazario, is that a new app for you?
Yeah, I've never heard that. That'd be awesome to see.
And, yay.
Yeah,
we'll practice with that. That's kind of what the podcasts are about, too, to share these ideas. So what came next for you? You kept busy today, right?
Yeah, I also did sock puppets again for the same story with Everlyn and Fiona. They also were phenomenal readers. So that was a lot of fun just doing sock puppet with them.
Perfect.
Then, yeah.
That was our reading help. We did a little bit of writing fun. What did you do for writing? You took a big group, by the way. You were brave.
Thank you. So what we like to call a graffiti wall, we have little cards, and we gave them markers, and we had this big paper. It's right there. And they just wrote the sight word on it, and then I'll just every once in a while I would change out the cards. But I did it with Ollie, Jameson, Tessa, Mia, Nora, Mason, Wylan, and Roland.
Yeah, we've got some new names too for you.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun.
Awesome. And then I'm just trying to think through, because we did whirl through some of these, but I'm having you tell them so you can see some of the activities parents can do at home, and it's good to hear your interaction with that. Then we did a little bit of Battleship. Who played Battleship today?
Nathan, Tatum, Derek, and Ollie. Ollie played two games with me today. But basically with Battleship, to keep it in the time constraint, we just said E and up is you can put anything there. And then we said first ship that sinks, the winner who sunk it won. Then I also played with another group, set a 5-minute timer, and whoever gets the most hits is the winner. And that was a really, like, easy way to work on their graphing skills.
Well, perfect. Well, Ms. Nazario and I want to know, basically, end of it, would you come back again and help us?
Definitely. I'd definitely come back and help.
Awesome.
If it was possible. Yeah, I think there might be, like, some half days that I have that you guys don't have half days. So I might be able to come for, like, a half of a day. But today was actually really fun.
So fun. Yeah, awesome.
Lots of fun in first grade.
So, Senorita Nazario, do you think we can make this a thing? I like this.
Yeah.
Just together coming, talking about immersion.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Let's see what we are doing.
Absolutely.
Catch everyone up.
Another way to just listen in. Thank you, families. That will be all for now. Adios. And I'll let everyone say goodbye.
Hasta luego.
Bye. Woo.